And the Gemara says, Eipach, you have to change it around. There's no way out. You have to say now, Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, even by Yisurim, does not say Mechlal Abat HaShemayhein. So the Gemara says, is this true? Maskiv lo Ravina. Will be Yisurah Lestla? Is it true what you're saying that by Yisurim, Rabbi Meir does not hold Mechlal Abat HaShemayhein? And Lamayat is so. Shesuya Yayin, that is if a Kayin drinks wine before he does the Avod and Yischayiv Misa, or through a rosh, if he comes in without a haircut with his head uncovered. But the Misa, that the Kohen is Chayiv Misa for this, Ha'achinam, you want to tell me also the lesson of Rav Meir? Rav Meir will not hold that the Chayiv Misa, because you only learn it out from the Chalal Lav. The Yotanan, we learn clearly. Eile Shev Misa, these are the Indian, the Kohen does something, it's Chayiv Misa. Shesuya Yayna, through your rosh. The Rashi says, Misa, the Misa Le Shemin in law, doesn't say clearly Chayiv Misa. Elohein, Mechlal Lav, Dichsiv, Yayin V'Sheikh Arau Teish. V'loitzom Usa, the first just says, do not drink wine and do not die. Mashma, Ho'im Shosu, if you do drink wine, B'Voyach, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, Allah Amoyed, then you will die. So we only hear the Misa from the Mechlal Lav at the Shemei Hein. So who is this? A Mishnah. How could Rav Meir argue on this Mishnah? So who you have to answer that by Yisurim, everybody holds you say Mechlal Lav at the Shemei Hein. That's why even though the first just says, do not drink wine and do not die, that we hear that if you do drink wine and you go in and do the avodah, you chayiv misa. So everybody has to hold like this. Says, so, what's pshat by soita? So my hint says, el yoylam tzeipach. That ki leslei b'mamayna. The suri, ki leslei b'mamayna. Only by money he does not hold. But the suri yislei. But by suri does hold the chlala bat ha-shemayahein.
What is this, one second?
The Shani Saita, the Surah Yisrael Mamaynahu. Saita, the reason why there he does not hold from the Chalabat the Shemay Hain, because there's money involved also. The main, not the main thing, but part of the Saita is the Ksuba. The question is, does the husband have to pay her the Ksuba or not? Like right now, when that's Sufik, she's us to the husband. He has to give her a get, true. But the question is, she reserves to receive the Ksuba or not? So here the Shavuos are about the Ksuba also. Therefore, since it's about Mammon, Oviri does not hold Mechlala about the Shemay Hain. But otherwise, Rabbi Meir by Yisurim holds Mechlala about the Shemay Hain.
Rabbi, also,
yeah.
The reason why she gets blessed is because they let her
know
from the
desire of
trouble.
El Yerlam really should be a little more Tepach. It really coming out that our mission is good. The gears in the mission is good. Aren't you place talks about this? That's what it means. That's the maskana. Rav Meir holds from Mechlal Bat HaShemei Hain by Yisurim. This our mission is good. Only by Saita, or by Mammon, and even by Saita, he does not hold. How did Alecha Shavuos say this? The Mishnah says, Shavuos HaPikodin. We just finished Eidus, now Pikodin. That if you give a Shema to watch something from you for you, and at the end of the time you say, give it back to me, and he says, no, I do not have it. So you tell him, swear, and he swears, says, Chayiv Shavuos HaPikodin. We'll soon see what is Chayiv. So this neheges ba'noshim u'b'noshim can even apply to ladies also. If you give a lady something to watch and then she denies it and she swears, she's chayav the korban. B'rechaykim u'b'kroivim, they can be a korav also. It's not a parsha. Eidus here, you do not have to be kosher liedus. A relative also. B'ksherim u'b'psulim, even the person's a gazlan, he's posel liedus. So what? Because it still applies. B'fnei bezdin, b'shloim b'fnei bezdin. Whether you swear inside bezdin or outside bezdin. If the Shomer himself swears falsely, he's chayiv the korban even though he swears outside Bezdin. But if the Shomer himself does not swear, just the owner, the Baal HaPikodin, comes and says, Mushvani Alechem, I'm putting the shvuah upon you, which this parsha does not say by Pikodin, we learn it out from Shavuos Eidus. If so, Ein chayiv ad sheich barenu b'bezdin, divrei Rabbi Meir. And since you're learning it out from Shavuos Eidus, it's only like Eidus. That Mushma Piacherim is only inside Bezdin and not outside Bezdin. But that's what Meir Shita. The Chomayim know, Bein Mitiatzma, Bein Mitiacherim, Kivan Shekofa Boichayiv. The Chom say, Doin Mino Umino. True, we're learning out that Mushma Piacherim is Chayiv, just like by Shavuos Eidus. But once you learn it out from Eidus, bring it back into the Pasha of Pikodin. By Pikodin, it does not say Bezdin, so whether you're inside Bezdin, whether you're outside Bezdin, if the owner makes the shomer, puts a shvu upon the shomer, and the shomer says, no, I do not have it, he's chayav a korban. Bechayev al zodin ashvua yechayev if you're amazed. We have before, we learn out techata techata. We hold not like a b'shimin. We hold, we learn out pikodin from Aedus, or better, it does not say the word vinelim here. So therefore it means benezid. You have to know right now that you really have the pikodin and you're swearing false. V'yashigogosoi im zodna pikodin. The shayk here means that you know that you have the pikodin, just you do not know yechayev a korban. On that type of a shayigogosoi yechayev. But v'yayne chayev ashigogosoi gredosa. If you really think right now that you do not have the pikodin, the shayman really thinks he gave it back. So when he's swearing he's an honest, he's potter from the korban. What is this shayman chayiv when he knows that he's swearing false? Osham is chayiv a korban. Osham by pikodin, the cast of shkolim. It has to be worth at least two shkolim. There's an amount, how much the korban has to be worth. Two sloyim at least. Now, Shvuah Saf Pikodin case said, what is the case of a Shvuah Saf Pikodin? Omar Loi, the owner comes to the shaman and says, Teili Pikodinish Yeshli Biyotcha. Listen, I asked you to watch something for me. The time is up. Please give it back. Shvuah, the shaman says back, Shvuah Shein Lecha Biyodi. I swear I do not have it. Oisha Maloi, Ein Lecha Biyodi. Or else the shaman says back, no, I do not have it. So the owner says, Mashbiyacha Ani, I'm putting a Shvuah upon you. The Yomer Amen, and the Shem answers back Amen. So then, Harei Zechayiv. Since he said Amen, that's Kamais Yishuv Mepiv Dami. For sure, it's Chayiv. What's going to be a lashon of Hashvi Olav Chomish Pamin? That the owner makes the Shem swear five times. Bein the Fnei Bezin, Meish Pamin Fnei Bezin, the Kofar Chayiv Kolakas Viachas. For every time the Shem was Kofar, was called the Kfiras Mamin, and it's Chayiv a separate carbon. Amr Rabbi Shimon, my Tam, that they Shiocholach Tzol Hoydes. Because after each kfira, he could have been admitted. He could have come back to admit. So the fact he's not admitting, again, is called the kfira s'mamin, that yechayev a korban. Let's say five people come to this Reuven and say to him, listen, we gave you something to wash, give it back. Like we're a shutfus, we own this chair together, and five of us gave it to you to wash. He answers back, shvuah, Shein lechem biyodi, I swear that you have nothing of mine, I have nothing of yours. Is ein lechayv alachas? He only said one shvuah, he's only chayv one korban. What about if he says shvuah shein lecha biyodi, v'loy lecha, I don't have to you, chayv alachas biyachas. Since he said loy lecha, each separately, that's a separate shvuah. He's chayv a separate korban. We have a lezer v'aymeno, ashiyoy ma shvuah v'achroina. He has to end off with the word shvuah. Then we say, meant to say, I swear I do not have not to you, and also I'm swearing not to you, and also not to you, then it's chayiv the five shvuas, the five kabbarnas. It's not enough the beginning and the end, but by each one you have to say, I swear I do not have from you, I do not have from you, I do not have from you. Now, what's the idea of Reuven or the owner comes to the shaman and says, Tainli pikodin, listen, I gave you a pikodin to watch, you owe me money, I lent you money. Gezel, you have stolen goods of mine. The Avedi, you found my lost object. Sheeshli biyotcha, I have by you. It's all like a shvuah sapikodin. And the person answers back, the shemah says, shvuah shein lecha biyodi, I just make one shvuah, I have nothing of yours. And the chayv alachas is only chayv one korban. What about if he says, shvuah shein lecha biyodi, pikodin, sheshumas yad, gezel, aveda, then chayv alachas biyachas. Since he said separately each one, it's like a separate shvuah on each one of them, he's chayiv four. What's going to be, the owner says, Tainli chitim usarim akusnim shi'eshti biyotcha. Listen, you have of mine wheat, barley, and spelt. He answers back, shvuah shein lecha biyodi, he swears I have nothing, and chayiv alachas is only one shvuah. What about shvuah shein lecha biyodi chitim usarim akusnim, chayiv alachas biyachas. Since he said each one separately, it's like swearing I do not have spelt, I do not have barley, I do not have wheat. Even if he only swears about one wheat, even though one wheat, like his prophet Shemeshav Pruta, what he meant to say, chit does not mean one wheat, he means the wheat, the barley, and the spelt. Or what is going to be, onasti, onasto, pitisa, pitiso, esbiti. The father comes to this man and says, listen, you are my honest, my daughter, you owe me 50 shkolim. And he says, Loya Nasti, no, I did not do it, he's kafar. For Loy Patisi, Mashbiach Anisa, the father wants you to swear, the Yom HaOmein, Chayiv, He's chayiv. It's called the kfiras mammon. It's called he's holding back money from you, and he's wherefore it's not the shvuah, it's not the kodin. Rabbi Shimon Peiter, why? Sheina mishalim knas apiyatznoi. Since onasti is a knas, so by knas Rabbi Shimon says you're part of the shvuah, it's not the kodin. Since you did not pay apiyatznoi, if you're moida b'knas, you're part of, so that's not called the chiyuv money that you chayiv the shvuah, it's not the kodin. Omulah, the Chum Zabat Rabbi Shimon, true. Apple P, Shane, Mishalim, Knas, Apiyatzmoy, but Mishalim, Boshes, Apagam, Apiyatzmoy. If somebody was minus your daughter, not only does he have to pay the Chamishim Shkolim, but he also has to pay for Boshes and Apagam, for the embarrassment you gave her, which that is not considered Knas, that's considered Mammon. So see in the Gemara, why does Rabbi Shimon argue? The Chum say, good, the person is asking for two things, for Knas and for Mammon, and he swore false, so she be chai for the money at least. Same thing, Gonaf to Yeshuri. Somebody says, you stole my shore. But why am I like Gonaf to Meshbiach Hanivy Amramein? Chayiv. That's a kfirus mammon. It's mammon. What about Gonaf to Yavloi Tvasla Mechati? The person admits that he stole it, but he does not admit that he made a tzvicha mechira. He's kaifa the knas, and Meshbiach Hanivy Amramein potter. Because here it's pure knas, and pure knas, everybody holds the potter. Hey Meshor Chu Yeshuri. I say, your shore killed my shore, it's mammon. That's a regular case of mammon. Hey, Mishor Chris Avdi, I say your shor killed my Evid Kanani. The day you have to pay me Shloshim Shkolim. Because that's called pure Knas. Knas is potter. Omaloi Chaval to thee, you did damage to me. Vasisi Bechabura, Vuomaloi Chaval to Vasisi Bechabura, Shikhaniv Yamramin, it's Chayiv. That's called money, it's Chayiv. Omaloi Avdi, Apalti Yashinoi, list the Evid says to the Master, you knocked out my teeth, you knocked out my eyes. Because that's called knas. Zerakral. Kol ha-mishalom ha-piyatz. Anytime you pay by yourself, chayiv. Mamen yechayiv on shvus ha-pikodim. V'shein ha-mishalom ha-piyatz my potter. Anytime there's a pasha of moid b'knas is potter, that's not called mamen for pikodim. You're potter for shvus ha-pikodim. Did we finish the Mishnah? Yilam of Ovam of Beis Abam the Gemara. Ravacha bar Huno, Rav Shmuel Breid Rabba bar Bachona. Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda, all these Amroyim, is Tenu Shavuos Bei Rabba. They all learn Masechta Shavuos by Rabba. Rabba was Rosh Shiva. Is Pogubu Rav